Hello, Smileton. Welcome to a comedy and music cavalcade that's coming at you live to tape straight from Smileton, Alberta, podcasting capital of the world. I'm ready to have some fun today. Let's go, Jason.
Well, thank you, Miss Elizabeth.
My goodness. Beep, boop, boop, beep.
Oh, yeah. Let's just get right to it. Dear listener friend, thanks so much for joining us today.
It's Robot Mania.
Normally, I'm happy-go-lucky doing this show. Miss Elizabeth, will you stop it for 2 seconds?
That's
Miss
just
Elizabeth
my arms.
She's acting like a robot. Normally, Miss Elizabeth shows up here with some kind of screwball idea of how to behave on the show. And normally, it's inoffensive enough, but she's gone too far this time. I'm normally happy-go-lucky when I do this show. But I gotta tell you, my back's up against the wall.
And my hackles are raised
or whatever happens to your hackles.
Just become a robot.
I'm not doing any such thing.
Jason, roboticize your life.
You first. Dear listener, friend, we're joined here by a studio audience that rarely helps things, and today they're bound and determined to distract me to no end. They're all dressed up in homemade, crappy robot costumes.
That's right, Jason. Teamwork makes the dream work in robot land.
Garbage cans, call that stuff, that metal wrap?
Boxes?
Yeah, cardboard boxes. What? There's one guy up there. He's in a cardboard box. He's punched his legs and arms through it and his head, and it just says robot
on it. How else do you make a robot?
That is low effort.
That's how we make robots.
Okay, I can't take it.
You know what? Boxes, robots, those are some of the the costumes that are closest to my heart, and I'll tell you why. That was the first thing that I built for credit in school. And I got credit for it. And then I built, to go along with that, to raise my grade a little bit, I built a small box to go with the bigger boxes. And it was a remote control situation to control the robot. But guess what? No extra grades for that one. That didn't work.
Looks like your whole plan went sideways there, Miss Elizabeth. Well, again,
I still got honors, but I couldn't get 100.
Good for you. Well, yeah. I'm glad this show is merely a vehicle for you to relive your childhood victories. Meanwhile, I'm at a loose end. I don't even know what to do with today's show, Miss Elizabeth.
You have to put a box on your head. Then you'll feel much better.
I'm not putting anything on. I'm going to go outside. I'm going to have a long walk. I might just walk straight into Smileton Lake.
I'll walk with you, but I'll be going zzz, zzz.
I wish you wouldn't. Zzz. Well, it's a good thing that we have some things to present here today that were recorded some time ago in far better circumstances.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, silence. Let's see how well those homemade robot costumes hold up after I turn the fire hose loose on you.
Oh, that's not very nice. They're not waterproof costumes.
No, it'll all end up in the gutter.
They're going to
the people in the costumes alike.
They're going to turn into oatmeal.
Well, too bad. You made the mess, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh,
I'm just going to hose it out of here.
But they're on your team. Can't you tell?
It's sarcastic. And
they
I'm
want
not
to
even.
Support
I'm,
you. Yeah,
burn me. Fool me once. Shame on me. Fool me twice. How dare you do such a thing?
They just want you to feel better.
Okay. Well,
yeah.
We have a vast archive on this show. And many of the episodes were filmed before a live studio audience that was just a little bit more positively intended towards this show than the lot today is. So let's take a dip back into the past, Miss Elizabeth. You have been entrusted to pick some segments.
I have.
So what hit us with one?
All right. Well, my first pick is a kooky crackpot edition of A Yoga Moment with Angel.
What odd adjectives.
Jason's yoga instructor definitely has a screw loose and he doesn't care who knows it.
That's what you get from these segments, Miss Elizabeth?
Yes.
Yeah, you gotta listen better.
It was originally from August 24th, 2023, and it shows us all about Angel's internal doings.
It shows us how to be a yoga master, like our yoga master, Miss Elizabeth. There's no self-confession at all about this stuff.
This was originally part of episode 29 of Hello Smileton in an episode entitled, I Have a Ginormous Balloon of My Own Head Now.
It was entitled that. Let's listen. But first, wisdom. What kind of wisdom? You guys deliver wisdom all the time. I come out smarter every time I listen to your show. Dear listener friend, thanks for the kind words. What I'm going to specifically tell you about right now is yoga. Yoga wisdom. I have the good fortune to be an eager student of the greatest yoga master this side of the river Rio Grande.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
He studied in the Far East somewhere in the Himalayas, and he brought his yoga wisdom back to us.
He traveled there. We don't Elizabeth, know for sure that he studied.
Intensity, over the top. Uh-huh. He'll pummel you into submission. It's yoga the way it was always meant to be. I can only be talking about a yoga moment with Angel.
Okay.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
He's delivered the message to us, and me, myself, and I, the empty, brainless vessel, will deliver the message unto you right now.
Why do you shortchange yourself by calling yourself brainless?
Miss Elizabeth, because I take yoga seriously.
You're not brainless, though.
Believe me, I know, Miss Elizabeth, but you got to have humility.
I think you're pretty smart.
Miss Elizabeth, you're throwing me off the yoga track. You got to be humble. You got to be submissive when you're a yoga student, particularly when you have a master of the caliber of Angel.
Okay.
So we're gonna hear his words and we're gonna heed him.
All right, I can't wait.
Yeah, heed him with right along with me, Miss Elizabeth.
All right, I will attempt to heed these words.
Okay, we can't get Angel in here to record this, so I have to say it. That's because the short version of this. Because he's of nothing.
A scaredy chicken cat.
Okay, no, that gets addressed, Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
Waka waka, how's it hanging? I'm mighty pissed off this week, and if I seem a bit short tempered, I'm not apologizing. No good yoga deed goes unpunished, and I'm pretty much the living embodiment of that particular bit of yoga wisdom. The week I've had belongs in some gross outhouse somewhere and not on the shoulders of Smileton's greatest living yoga master.
So he's saying he had a bit of a poopy week.
Oh, yeah. Miss Elizabeth, you want to trivialize the torments of a great man?
I'm just rephrasing, using different words, exactly what he said.
Yeah, I see. Believe me, I see what you're up to here, Miss Elizabeth. You got to respect this man. He's a yoga master. He knows way more about yoga than you do.
Okay, he's very wordy and a little overwrought.
Again, you're on different planets, he and you.
Okay.
So maybe you can learn something from this.
I look forward to it.
So, turns out, courts didn't forget about the guy who was suing me. That's what he told us in the last update there, Miss Elizabeth.
Oh, no,
he
the courts thought... don't forget. They just take a long time. Angel Elizabeth... was actually hoping that the courts forgot about him.
Yes, he told us that in the last yoga update. He thought he was free and clear because they just forgot about him. But I guess that's not the case.
No, they just have a lot of paperwork.
So, it turns out the courts didn't forget about the guy who was suing me. My stupid lawyer did. What was once an unstoppable yoga mutant has become a quiet, unassuming shell of a man who frickin' doesn't seem to know what day it is. Miss Elizabeth, that's a story of heartbreak.
Hmm.
The yoga mutant lawyer tore this town up, literally and figuratively, from a legal sense and in a coffee table integrity sense.
Yeah.
You're not even going to ask me what that means.
Okay, what does that mean? Coffee table. I think it's because he smashed a coffee table
exactly,
apart and
Elizabeth,
tried to eat it.
Every coffee table he saw sent him into a frenzy, and he would smash those things to bits.
And he would smash them to bits with his hands, feet, and teeth.
Knees.
Yeah.
Any body part that presented itself, he'd thrust it mightily at the poor old coffee table.
Yeah, but those coffee tables are, you know, that might be his problem, his mental problem, is he might have given himself concussion enough times.
You call it problem, I call it mental clarity.
Okay.
Long story short, one of my students sued me because he didn't like me brutalizing and abusing him in my class. So, basically, he didn't understand what yoga was and signed up anyway. I do my business, he goes crying to mama, and Johnny Law gets all over me. I take one of my students, a complete psychopath of a yoga mutant, and unleash him on the legal system. Things were going great until his family got involved. Got him, quote-unquote, help and left me holding the frickin' bag. Next thing I know, I think I'm in the clear, and the judge forgot all about me, and it turns out they didn't, and I missed the court date because no one told me and when it was, and the judge goes, "Know what? I'm tired of this yoga stuff. Judgment for the plaintiff, and now I gotta pay that goof $3,000."
That's all this is about?
$3,000, Miss Elizabeth. Isn't that's not chicken scratch.
No, but it's what you pay for a term.
A term of yoga?
Yeah.
Yeah, that kind of yanks me into perspective, Miss Elizabeth. It's
notice?
Not a lot of money to Angel.
It's not. No, he can afford that. What's all the kerfluffle? Just pay the money and get on with life.
I punched holes in my drywall and I found this out, and now I got to figure out where
Why? Because that's where his money is stored?
Miss Elizabeth, don't inquire as to where a yoga master puts his money.
Mm-hmm. Or how he makes withdrawals. Directly through the drywall, apparently.
He's frustrated.
Uh-huh.
And when he gets frustrated, he punches the wall, puts fists in it because he's a yoga master. He knows how to do maximum damage with a fist thrust.
Yeah. I don't think this is yoga. I think this is like street fighting.
It's yoga, Miss Elizabeth.
I think he learned it from Mortal Kombat.
No, I
you know, the video game?
Miss Elizabeth, did you ever watch the movie of that video game? Where did they come from? The East? The Far East?
Okay.
That's where they learned yoga.
And how
that's where they're unleashed. That's from whence they unleash it upon the world.
Yeah. Thrusting fists into chest cavities and hauling out hearts, etc.
Exactly. Yeah. Okay. Now you're getting it. You're in the yoga zone now.
Okay.
I punched holes in my drywall and I found this out. Now you're going to figure out where 3 large is coming from. I'll probably start a GoFundMe and say I'm sick or something.
Oh, boy. He better not.
Well, Miss Elizabeth, you got to do what you got to do. This legal system is on his butt. And he's having to think fast.
Okay.
So it's like, again, Miss Elizabeth, he's telling us his problems.
Yeah.
But does your heart not cry out in sympathy for this poor man?
No, it doesn't. I think it's hilarious.
Oh, well, again, I think doing all these other shows.
Just pay the money. It's not that much money. If I'd known it was this much money, I wouldn't have let you yammer on so much about it in the past.
If I had $3,000 in my pocket, you wouldn't see it. See the back of me.
Wouldn't I? I
think so.
Okay.
I don't know, Miss Elizabeth, what I'm saying is...
Are you trying to say with $3,000 you would leave Smileton forever and never come back?
No, I'd strut about like cock of the walk.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying.
All right.
Yeah, I'd be throwing my weight around in this town.
Okay. So you know what? You can do that if you quit yoga and just keep that money.
I do. Huh? Oh, yeah. Hey, friend, you can be a champion weightlifter. Just cut your arms off. Doesn't make sense, Miss Elizabeth. If that wasn't enough to soil the diaper that was my week, try this number on for size.
Oh boy, why is it all poo imagery with him today? I think he's got some kind of a digestive issue.
What
do you
mean with him? You're the one. You're the one who said poopy.
Diaper and the outhouse.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, that's a pattern.
Fine. Oh, very good, Encyclopedia Brown. I got fed up with the studio I was recording my audiobook at and decided to do it at home. I had to put the microphone in a box because I hate looking at those things. But I.
No one.
Comments,
needs,
Foghorn?
Yeah, no one needs an audiobook from Angel. Also, how on earth
did you hear what you just said?
No one needs an audiobook from Angel, first of all. And
what
secondly.
A silly thing to say.
And secondly, how's he even going to record it? Are they somehow concealing.
Miss Elizabeth.
Doesn't he pass out at the side?
He doesn't like microphones. That's what he's saying in a roundabout way. The way he got around it is that he put it in a box and he's just talking loudly.
Okay.
I've had to put the microphone in a box because I hate looking at those things, but I got the whole thing recorded and was ready to unleash the soon-to-be yoga classic, Yoga Attack Methods for Non-Readers, on the whole yoga world. Well, I got about halfway through when my hard drive crashed. And I didn't have a backup because I'm not a loser. And now I have to do the whole thing again.
Oh, boy.
I smashed my computer to bits and now I got to buy a new one on top of the aforementioned 3Gs that the legal system swindled me out of. Miss Elizabeth, torment upon torment. It's raining down on him like a thunderous storm.
Yeah.
And you're laughing.
Yeah,
I see. You need more. You need yoga more than most.
You know, I don't see Angel learning anything from any of these life lessons he's being gifted.
Plus, Miss Elizabeth, this is supposed to be teaching us about yoga, and I think it is.
Is it?
In a really fundamental way.
Okay.
Was that enough of a crap week for your old buddy Angel?
See? There we go. Who again? That's 3. That's more than a straight line.
Well, that's a home run.
Yeah.
Strike 3, home run. Well, you really are a genius, you dunce, because you couldn't be more wrong. Day after that, I'm in the studio blasting some new students with a fire hose and having a grand old time when in walks this woman who says she's the building inspector. Mm-hmm. She has this clipboard and she starts looking around. She comes back to me and says, if you don't fix the problems listed here, we're going to have to close you down. Turns out all the water I've blasted the students with has just soaked into everything and now there's rotten mildew everywhere. I screamed at her and told her I learned from the monks of the East in a cave and how much mildew do you think is in there? She didn't listen.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness he didn't turn the hose on her.
How many ways can Angel get screwed in 1 week?
That's the question before us. He does it to himself.
False. Miss Elizabeth, he's teaching his students the best way he knows how, and the meddling government has to stick their nose in.
Well, agreed, the government does meddle.
Yeah, they're meddlers, Miss Elizabeth.
They're meddlers.
Whether they're getting them with the legal system mm-hmm. or they're getting them with mildew.
They're getting it all the time.
That's it for me. No free yoga tips. Come on down to my studio and pay up and maybe I'll talk to you. I'm in no mood for freebies this week. If you want to learn? Fine. show up and I'll smack some sense into you. If not, then get lost. I got my own problems to deal with. That's it for this time. If you can put the potato chips and ice cream down long enough, could a few of you mouth breathers send me a few bills? Okay. It's the least you could do. Namaste, you turds.
Boy, oh boy.
Pow, 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 yeah. Power packed.
Yeah, that's awful. But apparently the audience liked it.
And I liked it too, Miss Elizabeth. I think you should be smiling bigger than you are because that was amazing.
I'm smiling pretty big for the record.
Old stuff. Right here on Hello Smileton.
Yeah, and the whole story behind the giant balloons is also good to listen to on that show from episode 29.
Yeah, yes, it is, Miss Elizabeth. Yeah, I think that must have been podcast catch-up with your Up, Up, and Away, the hot air ballooning podcast up that you did. Yeah, dear listener friend, check that out. Episode 29, scroll back a ways. I have a ginormous balloon in my own head now. You'll find it. Don't do that now. You still have a half an episode or more to listen to right here.
Yeah.
It's brand new.
Well, we're celebrating Jason. We're celebrating Jason's mental health during Robot Day.
Whoa. The gumption you display. You're honoring my mental health by savagely attacking it.
You're overrun by our support. And I understand why.
It's not support. This is all a Carnival House crazy mirror.
Yeah. Well, we do support you, though.
I don't believe it. The only thing I believe it. Silence, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for music. Let's tune in on the old Smileton radio. We got to hear something. We got to get some music going, Miss Elizabeth. I can't take a whole episode of this abuse.
Uh-huh.
Let's play I'm Gonna Hover.
Let's do it.
Syndicate, Smileton's own, right here on Hello Smileton.
That has buoyed you right up, Jason.
Yeah, music has a way of doing that.
It does.
And a tune like that, the synthesized mayhem unleashed on us all, will at least preserve my mood long enough to turn it over to you to introduce the next segment.
Thank you very much, Jason. My second pick is a story from our very own Jason, who I must say does not come off all that well.
What?
Here is a true tale of heroes and villains, wise ones and fools, bigger than Lord of the Rings and twice as funny. Well, that wasn't a comedy, so that's not that hard.
This is some intro.
Let's listen now to something that comes from episode 50 of Hello Smileton, which originally aired on September 18th, 2023, in an episode entitled, I Can Almost Foresee Us Continuing to Do a Show Together. A sentiment that continues to this day, Jason.
The consequences resound down through history.
Exactly.
Let's listen. Dear listener friend, are you ready to go? Let's go. I got a story to tell you.
Yeah. I want to hear your story. I know you have a story to tell.
Well, good, because I'm always on the lookout to make this town better.
I hope it's an uplifting story, Jason.
Let's see. We'll see.
Is there,
I don't know.
Is there a cautionary tale?
There's a little... Miss Elizabeth, it's a slice of life.
Okay.
If you want to put your labels on it, you want to shove it into your pigeonholes, you can go ahead, but that's no way to enjoy a tale.
I can't wait. I'm feeling open-minded. I am ready to get this story.
Good. Well, you know, this town's in a rut. This town's heading down the wrong path.
Okay, already you're off on the wrong foot. This town is not in a rut. This town is doing awesome.
Yeah, this town's on a toboggan ride all the way down to Hades. Somebody's got to do something. Somebody's got to help this town understand a change of course is needed. And that's why I founded the Smileton Betterment Society.
And by this town, you mean Smileton.
Our dear town of Smileton. Yeah. Yes. Miss Elizabeth, we're the podcasting capital of the world. You told us where we were at the beginning of the show.
It's such an uplifting, community-spirited, community-minded, forward-thinking, futuristic.
Why do they want to muck it up then? Why do our townspeople want to engage in all these behaviors?
They don't.
So I formed the Smileton Betterment Society, and on this very show, I have delivered the public service announcement to try to tell the town what to do better, because they're screwing up.
Okay, this is very loosely described as a Smileton Betterment Society, because really it's just you complaining.
Why don't you kick me when I'm down, Miss Elizabeth? Yes, the Betterment Society only has one member. It's a struggle. I'm trying to find some like-minded people to help me move the stone because it's freaking huge and it feels like everyone else in the town is pushing it the other way.
You don't accept any help because I have offered to double your society.
You're making me laugh. You're making me laugh with that offer. You would giggle and completely undercut the mission.
Okay.
So I told you before, I'm going to double the size of the Betterment Society, which, yes, you gleefully pointed out during that segment. I think it was on last week's show, New Year's resolution update. I told you one of my resolutions was to double the size of the Betterment Society, and you gleefully kicked the footstool from out under my feet by pointing out that I was still the only member and I just needed a friend and that would double it. And there's the, yeah, funny.
You
you're still laughing at it.
Because you do need a friend.
But 1 + 1 = 2 and 2 is twice as much as 1 and 2 can make a big difference
in
this world.
That's right. 2 can make a big difference.
So I had a great idea. You mocked me and that forced my brain into overdrive. So I realized I got to come up with a great idea and I did.
Good.
I'm going to reach out to Vance Brock, Lance's brother.
Mm-hmm.
Vance is the drummer of the greatest rock band in the history of time. Lance Brock's Going Snake. And dear listener friend, if you raise a skeptical eyebrow at that claim, believe me, once we get some songs together and once we get a show or two under our belts, the claim will not be an idle boast. Yeah, it'll be just a blatant statement of the obvious.
All right. Well, we look forward to that day.
Vance is going to be powering us with that drumming of his. But that's not all he does. Vance also is a businessman. He owns a company. He owns a moving company, Miss Elizabeth. You've probably seen the trucks around town. You can't miss them. Vixen Vans.
Mm-hmm.
They have the naked women all over them. They're elegantly painted, Miss Elizabeth, tasteful.
Okay.
They're naked, but they have swords and a shield nearby, and maybe there's a battle tiger or a rhinoceros with metallic armor on.
I don't understand. What are they selling?
It's a moving... What do you mean selling? It's a moving company. They move your stuff from A to B safely. Vixen Vans. Well, he decided it was time for a refresh. So he's rebranded we rebranded this show.
Okay.
He rebranded his company.
Okay.
Vance.
We didn't add naked ladies to our show. Maybe that's
problem. More fool us. Yes. Yeah. Like, no, yeah, no wonder we're in the ditch. Okay. Just like this town.
It's time to post a Kijiji ad then start recruiting those naked ladies. Yes,
Miss Elizabeth, you're distracting. I know you mean to be amusing here, but I got some deadly serious information to convey here.
I'm just being open-minded. These are strategies we haven't tried yet.
Miss Elizabeth, I think that's a bad path to take.
I don't feel like it's working for a moving company, though, because people look at naked ladies and think you're not going to be able to lift that credenza.
I don't think anybody notices it's a moving van.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. The credenza's sitting where it is.
Exactly.
Unless that battle tiger can help move it. Hopefully. So anyway, Miss Elizabeth, new company, new name, new brand.
Okay.
Vance Brock's Vans Rock.
Oh, okay.
That's the new name of the company. And it's again, as what catchy are they as it is easy to say.
Are they still a moving company?
Yeah, it's he's still a moving van company. And now this at least he's got the mission in the name.
Okay, but now it just looks like if you put things in the van, it might like tumble over because it's rocking and rolling over.
When a moving van rocks, it means it quietly and efficiently and with a great amount of speed gets your goods safely to the new destination.
Okay. Doesn't make sense. It's a terrible rebrand.
It's a great idea. So I thought these new vans, there are many things, but one thing, they are rolling billboards.
That's true.
We could decorate those vans with an advertisement for the Betterment Society, and it says something like taking out the trash with Vance Brock's Vans Rock and the Smileton Betterment Society.
But that's not really advertising the business very effectively.
Which business?
The moving company.
Yeah, it's taking out the trash. Or moving your junk from A to B. Miss Elizabeth, it made sense
those
when I put it together.
Those are two different business models. So there's one that's moving things from from a house to another house.
Yes, Miss Elizabeth.
But there's another one that's taking your junk and moving it into the trash.
Miss Elizabeth, stop poking holes in my idea.
Okay, I'm just
pointing
out.
It made sense when I came up with it.
Okay.
Okay, your skepticism is making me see some of the problems here. They're not exactly a garbage truck company. They're not a junk hauler. They're a moving company.
That's right. Yeah.
But take out the trash is a nice summary of the Smileton Betterment Society mission, so I think we're going to run with that one.
Okay.
So I go down to his office, and I get there. I walk in, and he's screaming at somebody on the phone. Just, his voice was hoarse, and he's just, I've never heard someone scream. At least he was, Vince effing Brock! What the hell am I going to do with five moving vans that say Vince Brock on the side, Miss Elizabeth? They screwed up the deckling. They screwed up the makeovers of the vans. Instead of saying Vance Brock's Vans Rock, these vans now say Vince Brock's Moving Service.
Well, that's closer to what they actually provide. And who cares if the name is slightly wrong? The service is accurately described.
Vince Brock, Miss Elizabeth.
Moving
what a horrible, sick joke someone's played on my buddy Vance.
Well, at least people know he moves things.
I wouldn't trust Vince Brock's Moving Service to move a stalled out hatchback.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
Let alone my precious treasures, Miss Elizabeth.
Okay, well, I think I would trust them more than if they were naked ladies.
There's where we disagree. So anyway, he looks at me and he goes, what do you want? Well, I had an idea to maybe help out the betterment. Okay, I'm going to go beat somebody's ass. You want to come with me? So I'm like, oh, sure.
Well, that is part of your betterment protocol, right?
Miss Elizabeth, I didn't even think of that, but you're exactly right. I was prepared to come in to tell the story and have that be a bit of a left turn. But no, it's on brand for me, too.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're going to go presumably beat the guy's ass who screwed up Vance's trucks.
Punishment is part of betterment for you.
Miss Elizabeth, where is this coming from? The sense, it's like you've got clarity. I can almost foresee us continuing to do a show together. Like, this is amazing. You're showing up happy. You're talking sense for the most part. You haven't put your foot in your mouth. You haven't made me angry. I was Miss Elizabeth. This is a new you and I'm liking it.
I'm so glad you're happy.
So he jumps on his motorcycle. I hop in the sidecar and we're going to go tear off to wherever this...
Just imagining you in a sidecar.
What do you mean? What's funny about that?
Sounds like fun. That's
okay,
all.
Okay, yeah,
not
I put
funny.
On the leather helmet and the goggles. Yeah. I was leaning forward and I was like, let's go.
Yeah, amazing.
So Vance, that thing roars to life and we fly on down to good old downtown Smileton and straight to Smileton Graphics.
The only problem that I have as just a side note with sidecars is that if you have a motorcycle and one sidecar, why don't we ever add another sidecar to the other side? Wouldn't that be amazing to have a central bike, and then two sidecars.
Okay. I'm gonna, here's Miss Elizabeth, I see an opportunity to give you a learning moment.
Okay.
When you have an idea, it strikes you with some degree of fancy, of amusement, of a little bit of joy, and you just, out it comes to your mouth.
Yeah.
I would suggest you take that idea and try to apply it to the real world.
Okay.
Test your idea.
That's what I just did.
At least in your own head.
I feel like I just did that.
So you can imagine a motorcycle with two sidecars is now three times as wide as a motorcycle.
Uh-huh.
And is very likely not fitting in the car lane entirely comfortable anymore. So if the person you don't like too much, you can put on your left. They can be hanging out in the oncoming lane.
Okay, I feel like our lanes are big enough here in Smileton. And here's what I was imagining.
Well, we got jumbo lanes here, but I'm trying to, dear listener friend, may live in some small laned backwater.
Okay, Vince is driving. You're on the right-hand side. I'm on the left-hand side, and down we go down the road.
Okay, fine.
Wouldn't that be fun?
I love it. Yeah, you're trying to horn in on my fun here, because you know somebody's going to get their ass beaten, and I'm going to have a front row seat to it.
Okay.
And now you want to join in. You were scoffing at the Betterment Society not 5 minutes ago.
Okay. Well, I'm hoping, I always hope for your success, Jason.
Well, that's, dear listener friend, if you've listened for any amount of time to this show, you know what a laughable statement Miss Elizabeth just made. So we finally get to Smileton Graphics, and we go in there, and there's a sweaty guy. He's really nervous. He's behind the counter. And he knows what's up. He sees us come in. He goes, Vance, I don't know what happened there. Mistakes were made. Vance just wasn't having it. Charging straight at him. The guy made a move like he was going to bolt out of the store. Vance, come here, you little nerd. Vance lunges at him. And unfortunately, he goes face first into the old-timey cash register this nerd has on the counter there. Okay. That thing must weigh, I don't know, 50 pounds or more.
Yeah.
Vance is like dazed. He shakes it off, and then Miss Elizabeth, he stands up and he looks like he's going to hurl that thing, I don't know where, into the back room. He's got an expression of anger, and he's got to get it out here, Miss Elizabeth.
Okay.
He has it raised up over his head. He's going to smash that thing good to teach this nerd a lesson.
So he has a complaint, right? Why does he have to turn it to vandalism?
Yes, Miss Elizabeth, in a nutshell, he has a customer complaint. Why do you think he's raising this cash register above his head in a towering rage? And he's going to smash it through into the tabletop or the floor or throw it through a window.
But wait, why doesn't he just use his words first? try that.
I think he did. Okay. He was screaming at him on the phone. I don't think Vance had much of a voice left by the time we got there.
All right.
So, yes, Miss Elizabeth, you cut me off right at the climax of the story. He's about to drive that thing home. He's going to make his point understood, Miss Elizabeth. And he's got this sweaty nerd's got an unsatisfied customer on his hands. Next thing we know, we hear this like ding-ding-ding, like little bell ring. Someone else has come in the store.
Okay.
Hey, Uncle Jack, how's it? What's going on here? So we turn around and guess who it is, Miss Elizabeth.
Stacy.
Yeah. Well, you knew that. Okay. I had no idea this Stacy from that band Tracy's Grace was related to the nerd, the sweaty nerd who runs Smileton Graphics.
Well, I heard that this had happened.
Okay, well, dear listener friend, if you've heard this show for a while, you may have heard me tell some stories about this Stacy person. She's a college-trained wrestler, and she's a
wrestler.
She's now a musician in the band Tracy's Grace. They started here in Smileton. They're setting the world on fire. It's making me really annoyed. But I can't put too much shade their way because Lacey is also in that band and she advertises on this show. And Lacey, despite her involvement with that band, seems to be a good egg overall.
Yeah.
But anyway, this Stacy has attacked my buddies in the past, the Sneaky Commandos, more than once. She uses that college-trained wrestling stuff on my buddies, makes them cry, makes me annoyed, Miss Elizabeth. She doesn't act like a lady, that's for sure.
Well, she does act like a very strong lady.
Okay, so...
Who doesn't take any guff, you know, from anybody.
So she sees her uncle cowering and sweaty. He's being a nerd behind that counter. She sees Vance with a heavy cash register above his head. So she draws the wrong conclusion. She flies at him, knocks him down, the register goes tumbling away. Then, like half a second flat, she's got Vance in a chokehold. He's tapping out immediately because he's not a college-trained wrestler. She's abusing her skill, Miss Elizabeth.
Well, I think she's just using her skill.
He's tapping out and she's ignoring it. What do you got to say to that?
Well, good on her.
When somebody's tapping out, it says, break the hold, lady, I give up.
Well,
she's ignoring it. He's tapping out.
You have to wait until the person who's tapping out is most certainly not going to continue with their crazy, reckless,
oh, Miss Elizabeth, you know, have diatribe. You watched any kind of mixed martial arts competition before? You're telling me that you have to hold the chokehold until they can't tap out anymore.
Well, I just think until you're sure that he's not going to, you know, continue being such an aggressive customer.
Well, any young ladies listening to this show, and you want to learn how to conduct yourself in polite society, if you've got a guy in a chokehold and he's tapping out, release the hold. Well, that's a bit of advice from me to you. If you think you're going to be like this ruffian who's no role model for any young woman that I could see, okay. Miss Elizabeth.
Well, I take a different stand here because I think you have to be very careful as a lady. And if you have somebody right where you want them.
In a chokehold,
and they're going to be violent after you release them, you know, you need to keep them in that chokehold until for sure they're going to stay.
Ms. Elizabeth, have you ever seen her apply a chokehold? No one's getting up from that anytime soon. He had been neutralized through this sneak attack.
Okay, well, that's good.
Through this sneak attack, he wasn't going to do anything. Miss Elizabeth, come on. Vance wouldn't hurt a fly. He's got a towering rage of a temper, yeah, and he was going to hurl that thing, but not at the sweaty nerd. He was just going to smash it on the floor or something.
I don't think anybody knew that.
Oh, you use your head, for starters.
Okay, well.
And this Stacy comes marching on into a situation she didn't understand, didn't release the chokehold. So Miss
Elizabeth, no nonsense.
So I see this happening. And I just start trying to tiptoe out of the store. I have nothing to offer the situation. My work is done here. So,
in what way is your work done?
Well, it's a moot point because they didn't get out of there. She spots me trying to get out, sneaking out. She's like a serpent. She flies across the floor. She grabs me by the feet. I'm in an ankle lock.
An ankle lock?
She's pouring on the pressure and I'm banging on the floor.
Feet. Wow.
And she's saying, say Uncle Tracy.
And did you say Uncle?
Yes, Miss Elizabeth. I was through my sobbing. I was saying, Uncle Tracy, let me go, Uncle. Okay.
And how are your ankles now?
Is this making you happy?
Have
hearing
you
my humiliation? Have I recovered?
Have your ankles recovered?
Just about.
Okay.
I won't be dancing the Charleston anytime soon, if that's what you mean. My ankle is very swollen.
Well, that's unfortunate because we are going dancing tonight.
Oh, well, I don't know how you figure that, Miss Elizabeth. We are podcasting professionals together. I told you. Once we leave the studio, I don't know you. You don't know me.
Okay.
I don't know where this dancing stuff is coming from.
All right.
Go dance with one of your death metal buddies. Go call Jorg up.
Okay. Well, I think you knew that this was happening. So you are coming dancing tonight.
I am not, Miss Elizabeth, because And two, there's no way my ankle could do it.
Okay.
And three, it's not professional.
Okay.
So yeah, she warns us never to bother her uncle again.
Yeah.
And she tells Vance to not fix those vans. She doesn't want to see one thing changed on those vans. And guess what? Your new business name is Vince Brock's Moving Service.
Okay, good. Because now they are accurately named.
Nothing's good about that. You have a dissatisfied customer. You have a physical assault times two.
Their business
have a big shot thinking she's an even bigger shot than she really is.
But their business is now going to do better because now people understand and know to hire them for moving.
Miss Elizabeth, this is a fiasco.
So that's good.
This is hurting the business. This person who doesn't get told no nearly enough, she exercises her whim. She gets to practice on a couple unwilling participants that are little wrestling games.
She's very strong.
And Smileton Small Business suffers because no one's going to call up Vince Brock's Moving Service because
least
catchy name of all time.
Okay, it's not about catchy names. It's about being accurate.
Well, Miss Elizabeth, guess what?
What?
We're not defeated. We're driving back. We leave and we're driving away. And Vance just goes, I'm not scared of her. And I'm like, attaboy, Vince.
He is scared of her, though.
No, you don't let her get you down. That was a cheap shot. She's a cheap shot artist.
Jason, you're scared of her, too.
Miss Elizabeth, I don't know what you mean. What do you mean by scared?
Do I
want to mess with her?
You do not.
Do I want to be attacked from behind? Out of nowhere, blindsided?
Held
with
in a headlock?
Cowardly attack? No, I
held
don't.
Held in an ankle lock? Do you want to be held in an arm lock?
No,
I don't know what all the different locks are.
Don't run down her repertoire of moves, Miss Elizabeth, because I'll give you the same answer for all of them. Guess what?
What?
We both agree that it's going to take more than this chick to stop the rock and roll show.
This company
is going to fly like a phoenix, and it's going to be called Vance Brock's Vans Rock, and the whole town's going to agree with that, Miss Elizabeth.
You better believe her within her hearing.
I'm not scared of her. I told you that.
You are scared of her. You literally are scared of her.
Not when she doesn't have an ankle lock on me.
Okay.
Moral stuff. Good story.
Yeah. See, it was funny.
Here on Hello Smileton.
Yeah.
Funny. That was harrowing, Miss Elizabeth.
It was
Elizabeth.
Twice as funny.
That was,
there
was some outrageous behavior that I chronicled in detail.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're glossing right over that and you're not pointing an accusing finger of the ne'er-do-well I described in no uncertain terms as being a ne'er-do-well, it speaks volumes, Miss Elizabeth.
Well, we appreciated hearing your voice loud and clear throughout this entire episode. So I hope that you feel well supported by these selections.
No, no. I appreciate you bringing back some of the gems that I casually toss your way on this show. And it behooves, dear listener friend.
We snuffled them up like truffles.
That's right. It behooves, dear listener friend, to applaud gently right now in a gesture of appreciation as we prepare. Not you guys.
Oh.
Let us turn our attention to one
nothing
more song.
Not obedient.
Like, to another song by the Smile Syndicate. I think we got to unleash something that'll scare those ne'er-do-wells up in the studio audience right out of their robot costumes. Where nerd? Let's listen.
Spooky.
By the Smile Syndicate right here. Hello, Smileton.
You are getting supported up, down, and all around.
Oh, yeah, you can say that all you want. It doesn't make it the slightest bit true. Dear listener friend, I hope you've enjoyed your time with us. We're going to be back next week. Holy smoke, you better hold on to your hat because it's going to be a rockin' episode of Hello, Smileton.
Well, I'm very much looking forward to that, Jason.
Well, I can't wait because this one's done, but it's been fun. Miss Elizabeth, take us out.
That's it. We hope you enjoyed the show. Tell a friend about Hello, Smileton. There's a lot of fun going on here, so let's share it with as many people as we can. The world needs more Smileton, so spread the word, make a difference. So it's bye-bye from Jason.
Bye-bye.
And bye-bye from me. See you next week. And as always, remember, friend, the sun is a jukebox.